The incidents occurred in Blackhawk Station, Spring Creek neighborhoods, and the Canyon Creek condos. A witness told sheriff's deputies they saw a red car, possibly a Nissan, in the area at about 4:45 a.m. Summit County PIO Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright said they took reports on five incidents that morning.
Additionally, we've had some stolen vehicles. There's one specific that happened within the last couple of days. A red Nissan Altima, I believe it was stolen from a residence, and that vehicle, or a vehicle very similar, was reported to have been seen in the area of where some of these other vehicle break-ins have taken place.
Another auto theft occurred with the victim discovering his car was gone when he attempted to auto start his vehicle. He went outside and realized it was gone. The victim said he had left his key in the unlocked car. Wright said they use a national registry to help identify stolen vehicles, and the sheriff's department has a new license plate reader that can help with recovery.
We do have one vehicle that has what's called a license plate reader that is constantly scanning license plates, just out in public, general public areas, whether it's a roadway or a parking lot or whatever. And it's running information very quickly to see if there are any stolen vehicles or wanted persons, which speeds up the process of us locating stolen vehicles or whatnot.
Earlier in March, a vehicle burglary incident occurred. The complainant told deputies someone took his firearm from the console in his unlocked pickup truck.
Firearms, that's a big deal to leave a firearm in a vehicle. Especially unlocked. Valuables in general, it's a good reminder, such as taking out your valuables when locking your doors day and night, keeping your garage door closed day and night.
Wright said they have videos from two different complainants which show the same suspect checking door handles.
It's so common nowadays for people to have the different video doorbells or even just cameras on the exterior of their homes that are watching their driveways and their front doors, stuff like that. People having that technology, and because it's so widely used now, it is a very great investigative tool.
On the videos, the suspect rode a three-wheeled electric scooter with headlights. It appears to be an adult male wearing a hooded sweatshirt with reflective lettering on the back and a black flat-brim hat. They think he is wearing gloves and dark pants.
What we have found, just, you know, history usually repeats itself. We usually find that the people that are doing this are usually the same people or groups that are coming into the area and committing the crime and leaving.
Wright asks the public to call immediately, no matter the time of day, if they see something suspicious in their neighborhood. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.